Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique.
Doom, 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 doom.
A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name is Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Hello. Are you ready to get fully?
Bitch, you don't even know my... is out of control this episode.
I have hair on my body and my face right now, but...
Hair on my body and my face. For you.
Hair on my body and my face!
Bitch, and I do. I've been watching Untucked because I hadn't seen all those episodes of my season because I wanted to remember it how I wanted to remember it. And after the first two, I was like, I don't need to watch no more of this. So yeah. I watched this episode two, and I definitely have a mustache. In fluorescent lighting, because the interior Illusions Lounge is just an office that they put fabric on the walls. There's no windows ever.
There's no kindness in the lighting.
None. It's fluorescent. And then the cameras that film you don't even have rings on the front.
It's no. Like, oh, heavens no.
It's like they're doing a disservice to everybody. Let's make you look uglier. Anyway, welcome to Race Chaser.
Yeah, well, welcome to Race.
Sorry.
No, it's true.
I'm big into production.
So, I mean, well, you know...
And production was big into me this season.
Wow. Okay, I guess we'll get to that when it happens. So...
WTF, World Wrestling's Trashiest Fighters.
I know. I love that title.
Me too.
This episode, the only word I can use to describe it is chaotic.
Chaotic.
Because this is
Brittany
chaotic
and Kevin
as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Multiple injuries.
We'll get to it, but like, I just can't with the way that you guys were just sort of thrown into this. It was terrifying to watch. Last week, as you know, some things happened. Jiggly and Alisa Summers were in the bottom. They lip synced Toxic by Britney Spears. Jiggly's genitals were exposed on television, allegedly.
No, that was her Born This Way lip sync. That's when her nut popped out.
Oh, it was a different. Yeah, it was the different. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different jump split.
So we have that to look forward to.
I can look back at it too if I want to, because I still have the editor. He played on my husband's basketball team and he sent me the unblurred version because he said that. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, because he said that they got the FCC complaint and he had to re-edit it and blur it out. He was the one doing that. And he sent it to me, so I still have the problem.
Okay, we will not be putting that
on
the Instagram.
No, that will not be on the Patreon either.
Yeah, it won't be nowhere.
No.
It will live on in the lore.
I sent it to Jiggly.
Of Drag Race. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Alexis Mateo's boyfriend, it will remain in the catacombs.
Alexis
forever.
Mateo's boyfriend was cheating with Alyssa's Muppet titties.
I believe it's Alisa. Isn't it?
Lila McQueen.
Lila.
I'm sorry if I mispronounce names.
Lila.
Well,
Lila. Alisa. Got me on my knees, Lila.
Alisa's mirror message says, "Keep it cute, ladies. Shady sisters forever. Love, Alisa." Nice girl.
She is gone but not forgotten, and I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her.
No. The video message tells, girls, I'm here to pump you up, and I don't mean your lips. Cut to Chad.
If it ain't filler, if it ain't black market filler, I'm not interested. Oh, boy.
Get ready to beat your mug pummel the runway and fight for the spotlight. It's time for some necessary roughness. But remember, anything but the face.
Please, mister, I'll get you the money. Just don't hurt my face. All right. This mini challenge, though, this looks fun as hell.
It was. I liked winning.
RuPaul comes in the room and explains that the ladies have to create a huge padded ass in just 30 minutes. So they bring in all these like foams and styrofoam packing. Don't knock over my packing peanuts. Sherry Needles is a catchphrase machine. I don't know who the fuck, because y'all hoes want to talk about fucking running it fast at the table and
you saw.
Those were not ladies in that room. Those were grown.
Gorillas.
Grown beasts.
Men. Men masquerading as beasts. It was,
there were no ladies on the set.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even worse than the next episode, but I guess we'll get to that.
With Pia, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's rough.
So what did you... You were in the room. You're such a resource for this season.
Yeah.
What was... what did you go for first?
I went for just like some foam, and then my thought was plastic wrap it down, like into a good shape. I cut off major corners and then just used duct tape and then plastic wrap to make it smoother-ish. And then just put on some... I knew it was all about accessorizing and stylizing the look, like who gave the best like walk and who put on the best like little show.
And you were the only one wearing lipstick.
Mm.
This, if I'm not mistaken, is where the Willem stick, like the Willem logo comes from, is this mini challenge.
It's a $5 human hair wig that we found on the ground at Miss Ellen's.
Pretty.
Uh-huh. And now she's the blue curly
Miss
one.
Miss Ellen gave you a wig for $5?
It was in the $5 bin. This was 2001.
This was a different age, wasn't
different
it?
Different age.
Golden
Miss Ellen's
age.
Gone now. But that wig is now the blue curly AAA girl one that I wear. That's like a little stupid.
You
that.
Turned it
she's
into
now blue.
That?
Yeah, because she was so dry in the Honey Blonde. There was no way but up.
And you wear that on Eastsiders too, right?
Maybe.
It's in the trailer.
Maybe. No, different hair.
That's the human.
That's a rainbow
on.
Unit. That is not that unit, though. Oh. She was a hard front originally.
Mm-hmm. And now she's up there just living her blue fantasy lace front life.
Connect along metaphorsimus.
I loved your look. I thought you were so beautiful. You'd put on a big aviator sunglass, a strong lip.
Cover the man.
And just that side swept human hair, pussy hair. Very lovely. The fur coat, I believe.
I was a Versace fur and a Versace shoe. That's a lot of names. And then the suspender legging was by American Apparel. Isn't that a brand that you've modeled for?
So accessible. Yeah. You like to mix high with low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off the rack.
$5
couture,
wig, Versace
atelier.
Fur.
Yes.
Yeah. Dita gagged when I took that out. She was like, this thing for a mini challenge? I was like, bitch, I'm wearing it.
For a mini challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you looked really great. Who else really killed it on this? I like Jiggly's
cellulite. I mean, it was a funny approach.
It kept drifting downward, but it gave it like a really realistic kind of shape and feel.
I don't know why. I think Miss Madame LaQueer should have been disqualified. It's not a team event, and Ornatia had no part in that.
Ornatia was peeping out of Madame LaQueer's ass.
Why did she shove a wig head down her pants?
I'm not sure. Some girls go for the more spectacle and shock. And they were not feeling Madame LaQueer's attempt at shock.
Mm-mm.
But I think Fifi looks fucking amazing.
Jiggly just keeps pulling at her nipples like she's hooking. She's just pulling at them.
Milan is also not feeling... Milan is not feeling Madame.
Milan is not feeling Madame, and neither is Kenya, honestly.
Sharon looks great. She emulates how her lips are going to look in a couple of years.
I fall over. Put them gorgeous.
Wow,
and make it work.
So pretty. So stunning.
The Badonka Dunks is Chad, LaShawn Beyond,
Latrice,
and Milan.
Yes.
Chad has nice shape.
Chad really did win
Chad
for a reason.
Chad does not fuck around when it comes to drag.
No.
Milan had a complete square ass, which I will copy that style when I make over Nebraska next year.
Nebraska's getting a makeover?
No, square hip pads is what I gave her on the TV show.
In this time.
Oh.
In the timeline of Drag Race, I guess.
Huh.
So the winners of the congratulations, you won.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Put it on the board. Points on the board.
Points.
Okay. This week for the main challenge, the divas get to transform themselves into wrestling's trashiest fighters, or the WTF, the luscious ladies of the WTF. And the winners of the mini challenge are Fifi, Willem, and Chad, and they get to pick the teams.
Team Fifi was Latrice, Kenya, and LaShawn. I immediately picked Dita, and then I wanted the princess, and then I got Jiggly, and I was glad about Jiggly. Team Chad was Milan, Sharon, LaQueer. And there's good girls and bad girls on each team. And since I was a captain, I let our team read them all through. And we were like, who are we feeling? And we kind of picked it. So.
And so were you, you were one of the good girls, right? Like the California girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like beach sluts.
Yeah.
Beach slut gymnast girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice girls.
Playing against type?
Being the villain? They wouldn't let me call my coach.
Oh,
so
right.
So it was, you know, it's a challenge.
It was offer only. Yeah. You were offered the part. You didn't have to audition.
I said, how many days?
what's the call time in the morning?
Oof.
Oh, 7?
Are they sending a car?
Oh, yeah. Car service.
Okay. Oh, Manhattan Beach. Okay. So these premises they wanted us to make scripts about were really stupid. Like, she stole our man, or like we're poisoning them, and just like over the top.
Poisoning.
So we just figured let's like keep it like easy, and we'll just yell. And that was my take being team captain.
So you said this writing is trash, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. How? I said it would be all about performance, and in the end it was, you know.
Yeah.
The writing was just like, you know.
How written were the like scenes, like the intro bathroom scene? Was that like written, or was it like Mad Libs and you filled in the blanks?
I have the packet still. I can show you probably.
What? Oh, where? Yeah.
I kept all my paperwork from all the challenges and the directives and stuff.
Is it in this building? We should have that for the next session.
Okay.
Let's definitely. Yeah, because
I was contestant number 4, and the 4 is on the packet, on the envelope.
I would love to peruse that.
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Yeah, no worries. It was, you know, there were prompts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They obviously gave like a skeleton of a plot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys got to sort of, I noticed some improv, some scenes were more like written.
It just felt very forced.
Well,
but I mean, I it was one of those things where I thought it would be a great challenge because like we all get to like hang out with these hot guys who don't have shirts, and like that's like really nice to see. You're like, oh, cool, get away from these queens. Let me like look at you, because you know they were hot.
Yeah, and you've had your ass kicked on every major network.
They had asked about experiences.
That would make sense. Yeah. Cherry pick.
Bitch, FX. Thank you.
You can do stair work, floor work.
Yeah.
Pratt falls.
Pratt falls. Pratt career falls. Chris Pratt's.
And you were wearing a jock strap that day.
I was.
Sorry about it, wearing a jock. I thought we were doing an athletic challenge. What does that mean?
How'd
I thought
know?
We were
because,
doing.
Because like the cameras wouldn't move, and like I was changing, and I was like, why do I have these like whorish underwear on? Because like I had a jockstrap on.
I would be more shook if you didn't have whorish underwear on. I'd be like, are you okay? Is everything all right?
But these cameramen don't know me yet.
The Sarge.
Oh.
Sarge got an eyeful.
Sarge.
So.
Whose team would you have want to been on for this challenge?
Which one was the winner?
Team Chad.
I mean, I would probably have the most fun with Chad and Sharon and Sharon and LaQueer. If you watch, this isn't on camera at all, but Sharon explained to me that she and LaQueer kind of were like buddies. Like, they became friends and were like helping each other through it in the beginning, which I never knew, because watching it, you're like, why would, you know, that isn't a story point. But if you kind of catch them, they're always like kind of hanging out together. They would eat lunch together and stuff. So, yeah, I'd want to be in Chad and Sharon's team.
Well, that's cute for you.
With Milan and LaQueer.
the walkthrough.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. Oh, literally someone goes, oh, like it's a surprise who comes the fuck through.
Oh my gosh.
Team Fifi gets the shutdown with the directive that they were going to wear beards and do like a hair growth for serum. Just like, I remember hearing them talk about that and going like, that's so dumb, you know? And they changed it. I guess, you know, they took Rue's advice.
Well,
but Kenya's hair looked cute, I thought, in the final. Like, it's supposed to be
right.
Like,
it was supposed to be like bad, but like she looked cool.
Kenya always looks great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to make her look bad.
You can't. We're going to take a break. A breaking
okay.
bad.
Okay. All right.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We're back.
I was reading. Sorry. We're in the ring with Race Chaser.
So did you wrestle that day?
We wrestled... No, I think we trained a day and then
there was an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was like a 3-day episode.
No, it was still a 2-day. I think we
did you walk the runway and wrestle at the same day?
That seems like a lot.
What hair did I wear? This is the chain runway or the
chain.
Is this the second episode?
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all had to undergo some fucking training, I would assume.
Yeah we had a day, and then I think we pre-shot the wrestling stuff. And then the next day, I think the next day was runway. But I feel like we definitely pre-shot because we made those stupid capes, which were just squares with armholes.
Okay, but... But some of these girls had crazy ass makeup and then they had to go be girly on the runway.
I bet it was 3 days.
I mean, most episodes are 2. The first one's always 3, but maybe the second one was 2.
Was there a lot of training with those guys or no?
The training with the guys was like, you know, each team gets like 15, 20 minutes.
That's all?
Your whole wrestling thing?
Yeah, it was not that long. We all had like, we all probably had a couple minutes where the cameras were on each of us, and then they got us group instruction shots, and then we were like, we played with it a little bit, and then it was 20, 25 probably max.
This is too fucking chaotic for my nerves.
They basically had it choreographed. They said, you're going to do this move, you're going to do this move, you're going to do this move.
So and then, you were assigned like one major kaboom.
Yeah, and then we got to expound upon that and like figure out choreo once we were back in the workroom a little more. And then we got to run it, I think, the next morning before we did it.
So who's Booger Boots? LaShawn seems to be just sort of phoning it in.
She was very quiet.
That's crazy.
She was always by the
trees. She was really young. She was 21.
But so was Aquaria.
I know, but she was like, she had never done drag really either. So like, I can understand feeling out of her element. And sometimes when people are out of their element, they like close up. And I think that's happening with Princess here as well. Because she's like, I'm very zen. I don't like to like go crazy like Jiggly. But it's like Jiggly was like being so like extra and like over the top. And I thought it really worked.
It worked, yeah.
And Princess was giving Nutrella in that training.
Yeah, for sure. I picked my team mainly on looks. So I thought Princess and Dita were physically abled and we could all be like, you know, like glamazon, like wrestler girls, and Jiggly's just like funny and beautiful to me.
Yeah.
On this episode, one of the judges mentions her shape and that he just loves it. He didn't know it was all her though, because she used to be a little larger. And he said, "Your fake belly," and we all gagged.
Jesus Christ!
Jiggly has since lost like over 100 pounds, but like, yeah, we gagged on the runway.
Yeah, that comes up in the fucking critique.
Does it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Jesus. Jesus, Louises.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the
Shut
ring...
Shut the fuck up! We're podcasting!
Who is
it? I don't know.
I don't know.
In the ring, this is so chaotic. It's so weird. It's so weird to watch this happen, because it's like y'all are fucking throwing each other around. These are not like spotted, mm-mm, like trained moves.
It was a springboarded floor a little bit, but like it was not like, it was not safe. They had us, they were like, who wants to jump off that thing? And none of us said yes first. Like, I did not want to jump off that thing. I got them to like pull me while I was hanging on to it and like do some slams, but I broke my wrist in this challenge. I went to the doctor like 4 months after we had wrapped, and I was getting a cortisone shot in my wrist because like I kept like hurting, mm-hmm, and they did an x-ray and they're like, it looks like you probably broke your wrist like over the summer and it healed badly, like a couple hairline fractures. I was like, God, this was it, because I stretch and work out every morning that I get out of bed. Like I get on the floor immediately and I had to stop doing push-ups because I couldn't bend my hand back and my wrist. And Dipper has a brace, same thing.
Yeah.
So, like, this challenge fucked us up. Laqueer got hurt. I got hurt. It was not an easy challenge.
That it was so chaotic watching it. It was, like, really scary.
Yeah.
It was a little crazy. And, like, feet, girl.
And some of the girls, I understand, like, being half-hearted about it because, like, you are supposed to be faking it, but it is real. And, like, you don't want to get hurt, you know?
No.
But whatever.
For sure. Fifi fucking going over to fucking Kenya's face with that makeup brush, that looked like it hurt.
They were doing that.
That was chaotic, fast movement. That was not stage work. That was like, I'm literally attacking you with the makeup brush very swiftly. And that was Kenya Michael's gorgeous little face.
Pounding that poor Puerto Rican girl's pump.
I'm going to show you how to really beat a mug, bitch.
Fifi's voice in this challenge kills me. It's so funny.
She doesn't wear blonde, though.
I never wear blonde. You will never see me wear blonde hair.
I think that any team with Latrice has an advantage. And, like, I think that's the team that I would have liked to have been on in the end, maybe.
Yeah, Latrice was great. Her mixed with Kenya, it was just like this perfect like duo.
Yeah. Now Chad and Laqueer and Sharon and Milan, I just thought were kind of, I thought that Chad was great, but I thought Laqueer was kind of an accessory. Like I thought, I don't know if they deserve to win as a team. I think they let Laqueer win because like, you know. She was, it looked like they were a team, but.
And she was picked last, and it looked yeah. as though she wasn't going to excel. And she had an ankle injury.
And it's a good plot point. Picked last, challenge winner.
And excels.
You know,
I thought she was great, though. I thought that her and Chad were a really great duo, and I thought Laqueer was great. Like, physically, she really manipulated her body.
Me
and
too,
like,
but.
And it was really cool.
Yeah.
Chad is just exquisite.
Like,
her character was, like, perfectly delivered, like, intention, character developed, mm-hmm. like, great look. Very fun to watch. Sharon Shocker and Milan the Model.
Oh, Milan the Model. Sitting here, I've got a visitor in my panties.
Their scene was really funny.
Oh, God.
Hey, did you get our little present? Scratch and sniff.
Their scene was funny. I have a feeling they, like, rewrote it and, like, delivered it. Because I know Sharon's methodology.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thought it was very funny.
Is she going to call in anytime soon and verify any of this?
She's going to come in person at some point. Oh. Maybe, like, later in the season, like, after you're eliminated.
A pop-up. Oh, yeah, because I don't know what happens then.
Right.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that.
Plus, she's not here today, so not today.
Yeah, no.
Not next week, because we're doing two episodes today. A peek behind the curtain. Here at Waze Chaser. Sometimes we record multiple episodes in one day.
I need another one of those turkey. Oh, that has nothing to do with people. Never mind. I'll be quiet.
You need a turkey?
No. That sandwich is so good. I need another one immediately because I know I'm going to come home from tour and it's not going to be here anymore. It's going to be gone.
Oh, the turkey dinner sandwich.
Oh, bitch.
From Veggie Grill.
Turned my party.
Yeah.
Is it soy?
Oh, I don't know. Soy good.
Soy delicious.
Ooh, that turkey gobbler sandwich? Holy fuck, I want another. We're going to podcast, so keep your queefs to yourself.
We're going
to
podcast. So, yeah, chaotic wrestling, danger, physical danger, injury, hurtful, people being injured.
Everybody hurt.
Everyone was injured.
Hurting. Yeah, it definitely hurt, and we were all feeling it on the runway the next day. We're going to take a break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Cheesecake. Miss Cheesecake.
She was pushing that cheesecake.
She was. Not only must you have a body, but you must also be sexy.
That's from Paris is Burning.
Yeah. I can't wait. That new hour of footage, it's coming.
Oh, I can't wait for that shit.
We're going to live.
It's going to be so good. Jiggly is expressing her concerns the next day in the workroom because
we were all right there and she was just basically like, I don't know. Like,
she was like, I was on a team with the princess and the princess didn't pull it.
She was Eeyoring about and like they made us talk about it. And then she said it and we're like, this girl's right here. And you're just like, okay, I guess that's how it is.
That's why Jiggly's amazing though. Like, I love her because she can literally just, she's just out there with it. She's not the one to be like, oh, I'm going to wait and say something behind your back. It's like, no, like, I have an issue with you. You sucked in the fucking challenge and I'm afraid it's going to bring me down too with you.
For sure. Is this the moment where Team Chad has the moment about LaQueer doesn't talk to her family anymore?
That's next week.
Oh.
Right?
Is it?
I don't know.
It could be, but that moment is 8 seconds long.
It's literally LaQueer says that, and then she says one other thing, and then Sharon wraps it up with another segment. I was like, that was LaQueer's whole story. Okay, it's so quick.
I think you're right. It's next week.
Okay.
No. It's this week. It happens right here.
Yeah, because their team little thing happens.
I can't believe Sharon made something about her. I've never known her to do that. That's so crazy.
Who spoke in that conversation?
Milan.
I do not talk to my family at all. Isn't it insane? How we can be so beautiful, so gorgeous, so vain. And yet, I'm an amazing friend. And let's go to the runway. She's great TV, I'll tell you that much.
She's engaging, for sure.
I want to see the receipts.
Can we do the runway now? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. RuPaul walks down the runway. Michelle is wearing bangs. RuPaul is giving Ruby red.
Oh yeah, that's definitely that's the ho-ho-ho hair. That was one of the ho-ho-ho hairs.
Yeah, she looks really, really pretty. It's this multicolor, stripey, ruffly sort of knitwear kind of moment.
Very that. And Michelle's tits are up to her chin.
Yeah.
She has a necklace on, so I know where her neck is.
Yeah. Looking great.
Billy B is here.
And what about these guys?
Well, John Sally and I shared a manager at the time, Susan Haber.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that all you share?
No longer. And Rick Fox is Vanessa L. Williams' husband and a former LA Laker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Great judging panel. Everybody looks great.
Esteemed.
Now, this runway, welcome to the jungle. This is the best girly girl attire. All right.
Kenya just walks out and kills it as this Nicki Minaj doll robot looking like the perfect Bratz doll goes to homecoming.
Yes. Giving this sort of robotic presentation. And she's full Nicki Minaj. She also is so tiny. Like, you can notice how large the wig and the dress are.
Yeah.
Because she is such a small person.
She should wear slutty baby clothes or slutty toddler clothes.
Like,
they'd look normal costume on her.
LaShawn Beyond. It's inventive. I like this look, actually.
Well, the bubblegum machine was supposed to be on her head, but she adjusted that with the globe, so she decided to just hold it, take it for a walk.
Which, and they didn't like that idea.
Prop queen.
I did this Christmas party last night, and I was singing a song, and I picked up one of their Christmas trees because I just saw it there, and it was in the moment. So I'm a prop queen as well. So I am support prop queenery. Sharon Needles.
I love this color palette. It was like a soft celery, a cantaloupe, and then like a light teal.
Great styling. I mean, it's really elevated because of the styling. Like, this beige glove is very unexpected. Yeah, it takes it to like a really elevated point because the dress is nothing special. I think it's like a Charlotte Russe dress.
Did you help her pack that?
She's always been into like mustard, so.
Yeah, I could see her in dusky plums and mustard, whole fall palette.
Yeah. But it's really like the styling of that that elevates it and takes it to another level. Like the one strap on the one ankle. Like, it's really a...
The jewelry over the glove, which is classic. It's a deep salute.
And she painted her teeth. I remember she was really into teeth paint for a minute. And her teeth
look bizarrely
white in that scene. And she painted her teeth.
Well, Jiggly certainly did. These were her old ones.
Jiggly looks beautiful.
Yeah, but then they go in on the close and you can see how much lipstick is on her teeth during the judging. It's like she put the lipstick on her tongue and then smeared it over her lips.
What they say, the blow pop was more entertaining than your outfit.
Yeah.
So unfair. Jiggly, I think she looks really
Jiggly
cute.
Jiggly looks
clean,
fun,
normal,
very party
great.
Girl.
Yeah.
And Milan looks great too. She looks like the best friend in Thoroughly Modern Millie or something. You know, like just this great little like girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd wear that.
Yeah.
Flouncy little nothing dress. Oh, wow.
Madame LaQueer. I like this look. I think Madame LaQueer looks fucking awesome. I like her asymmetrical hair.
I also wear that silhouette a lot. Dallas Coulter makes me that dress a lot.
Yeah, so looks great. What is your problem with her?
The hair. It just gives me Miss Piggy's sausage side roll with the close crop.
It could have been styled better. It could have been styled better. The hair is a little bit of an issue because it's sort of bouncing into her face. But overall, I think she looks really, like, stunning.
Now, good hair can do a lot before you press play. I just want you to notice the next wig that walks down the runway. But notice the smile and how the energy. You don't even notice really how bad the wig is because she's so moving and pumping so quick and so much personality.
Of course, the young woman we're talking about is Dita Ritz.
This was her entrance hair, the one that had makeup in it when she walked in.
Yeah.
And like, she was a working girl, honestly. Like, I'm sure I was like, did you just come from a gig last night? Maybe I should cut that out. I like her, but it was funny.
Pause it. It's a testament to her personality because
it carries her. She's such a delight.
There's really nothing that's really working for her as far as the hair or the outfit. Like the dress is sort of like a t-shirt material and it's not fitted and it's sort of like
something a tiny little skinny girl could get away with as fashion. But when you put it on
she's a petite, gorgeous woman, but the cut doesn't do anything for anybody.
Yeah, no, zero. It's a pillowcase.
Yeah.
And they're calling it fashion.
And there's like a fried egg on it.
There was a big Chanel sign on it, and she had to cover it up, I think.
Oh.
That was it. It was
a
great little like sex. Oh, yeah, Chanel number 5. It's not a fried egg. It's a Chanel number 5
bottle.
Oh,
I see. Okay, now I see it.
Yeah.
Do you know a queen in Chicago named Birdie? Like from years ago?
Uh-uh.
Birdie made this dress for Dita.
Well,
put a dollar in the dipper jar.
Unfortunately, it's not doing her any favors. However, she is incandescent in her personality. Like her legs fucking look amazing. Like,
and her makeup
gorgeous.
Is great. And when she smiles, it just lights up the room.
Yeah.
And then Chad comes in.
Yeah, Chad is a complete Toddlers and Tiaras reboot right
she
here.
She looks like she's like an ABBA stepmom.
Yeah, the white boot makes it a little like perverted for me, but I like that. Like it's very like JonBenet Ramsey, like cowgirl, like girl pageant.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I like kind of love because Chad's like, she's like, I'm the oldest contestant who's ever been on the show at
dress
this point.
And like lamb, like the freshest, newest
like,
lamb.
Hi. And yeah. She looks pretty.
No, she does. She's always gorge.
Always, always gorge. And the hair is laid.
But it's like seeing
great.
Dolly Levi do Frozen. And you're like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah.
There's something a little like wrong about it, but I like wrong things.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see babies play wizards.
Yeah.
Princess's hair is so cool, and I love her styling of this look. I think she just took a little, like, risk, and it did not pay off.
I like how she describes it. And she's like, this is Rockstar meets Little Girl. It's just so funny to me.
And when they said girly girl and Fifi came out in this Real Housewives of Fort Lauderdale look, I was just like, they said, huh? What do you wear? I remember thinking, like, she's going home.
I liked Fifi's look.
She looked great, but the directive was girly girl, and she looks like Jungle Feather Tampa Lady.
I think, yeah, I think she's going from,
does
like,
does she have a
realness.
Scrunchie on her wrist? She had a scrunchie on her wrist.
Does she? I think she's going for, like, realness. Like, I feel flirty in this. Like, I want to go hang out with my girlfriends. Like,
it's a bracelet. It's not a scrunchie.
I
get that, but that wasn't the directive. Nothing says girly about teal.
Girl. Okay. Latrice Royale is doing two-tone pink, which I just adore.
Color blocking, trend alert.
Love color blocking.
She's got her simple Mary Jane pump on.
Exactly. I think she looks great. Some of these looks, I wish they had a purse.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like Latrice, I think it could have taken it to a time and a place with a purse.
That forehead. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Latrice's outfit definitely needed it. A lady can never be too short and nice. She needs a handbag.
Also, Fifi. I think it would have just given it like a...
another spot to put feathers and teal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like we see that this is a woman and we see where she's going.
What if she had a purse in the bat wing sleeve? Because it was one armed.
Love it.
That thing was still tricked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
speaking
and next
of
we have
out.
Hashtag Drag Race Willem.
Hashtag Farhead So Shinty.
You just wore those shoes.
Mm-hmm. On the Race Chaser England tour. Thanks for coming if you came.
Look at those abs. Tell us about this look.
Well, I was
top
very,
to toe.
I was very, very hungry. The shoes are Versace. The bustle is the course of people that gave me a prize, Eddie DeBar. Who dresses Dita, and he's an amazing drag queen.
It's a beautiful bustle thing.
He made that, and then the vest was just inspired by Raja's denim vest, where she sewed a bunch of jewelry on it the season before and won in it. I did that with old like jewelry from downtown. The hair.
Is that your real front?
It was, and
it mixes really well, like I don't know how the fuck you did that.
Yeah, they told me too much forehead. They said my hair was a little too pageant. I was like, okay. I thought I looked great.
I think you look really great, and it is my pleasure to give you a deep salute.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of Race Chaser Pod.
I did hear walking down the runway, and they left it in. There's this point where Rue says, oh, those shoes. Mm-hmm. And she's right.
Ho's mad.
Yeah. And Stunty. Stunty's still standing. Stunty's still standing.
Oh, yeah.
This is the episode where Michelle told all the girls off for taking off their shoes and then pointed to me in those 8-inch pumps, standing, hip out of its socket. You guys, I'm sorry I'm talking about myself so much. This was so fun. This was my Vietnam.
You're on the show. You're supposed to talk about yourself.
You know how vets always talk about the war?
We want to know, you know, like we want to know your perspective. So I'm glad you're talking about it. As far as again, everyone's in a different order than the runway walk we just watched.
They're in the team order.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and we'll talk about what the judges want to read everybody about.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's time for Latitudes with Latrice. Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. The legend and icon herself, Latrice motherfucking Royale!
These Latitudes with Latrice have been thrilling. Thank you.
Is that the title?
I don't know.
It sounds like
what
it.
What does that even mean, latitude?
Is that attitude, but
latitudes are like things that go across. So we're getting her opinion across the board. Across the like board. Latitudes.
As long as you can explain it.
Oh yeah, it makes sense to me. Now, do you like wrestling?
In the bedroom?
California Kingdom.
Okay.
I think you should have won the wrestling challenge.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I thought our team were was dynamic and was great, but not nothing against your team, but you weren't as good as us. And so
we weren't.
Y'all were so fake. I was like, ugh. And then Madame LaQueer wins.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought that they were letting her win to annoy us.
It did. Because we were talking shit about her.
Chad was great, though.
Chad was great, of course.
Yeah.
But Madame La Crush, honey.
She crushed it.
She crushed the bitch.
Was that your first time ever wrestling?
Yes, it was.
And last?
Yes, it was.
Same.
When am I going to lose that in life?
Girl, I broke my wrist during that challenge.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell nobody?
I got an MRI 3 months later, and they're like, looks like you broke your wrist this summer, and it didn't heal right. And I was like, I did. I had to stop doing push-ups like at one point.
Oh,
you know how I do my morning workout.
Yeah.
I couldn't do push-ups no more. Yeah.
Mrs. Stingbox, you know. I would have been out.
Girl, I would have had body by the time I left. I kept doing all them tricep things.
Willem, well, you're first up for critiques, and Michelle Visage seems to think you need an attitude adjustment.
Oh. Well, she is quite.
How were you feeling in that moment?
You
were mad.
I was closest to the judging table, too, basically. I was that end cap position. Mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all know, I was, you know, you just have to take your critique. Mm-hmm. And I just kept smiling and doing what I was doing because I had a plan. And the plan wasn't
to get eliminated.
No, there was another plan for this episode because I was team leader. And I thought that since our team had a chance of being in the bottom, I was planning on asking to lip sync if anyone in my team was up for the bottom.
Dramatic.
And I did. And then when...
very Hunger Games before that movie existed.
Yeah. I mean, we should wait and give the critiques and stuff, I guess.
So
but,
Jennifer Lawrence stole the idea from you, is what I you're mean, saying.
Stole...
You volunteered as tribute.
It's an homage.
Yeah.
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 I volunteered. They show the order of people being called safe and not safe this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Not safe and of the bottom. Mm-hmm. Once they take the top six and top three, bottom three, it was down to Princess, me, and Dita, I guess. But they show me being called safe beforehand. And she's like, you're safe, blah, blah, blah. And that's when I'm like, I didn't walk away or anything. And I told her I would like to, since I was team captain, I would like to lip sync on behalf of my team. And RuPaul didn't even look at me, didn't even turn her head. And clear as a bell, not even a little under her breath, said, you're going off script, darling. Like in that sing-song tone and all. And that's when I put my head down, started to walk fast so I could get out of there, and literally said, thank you, or bye.
But you said, bye.
I said, bye. I knew that I was like, okay, never mind.
It was plucking like, to plenty.
To not even look at a bitch. Like, what? I'm playing your game. You're the head honcho, and I'm giving you drama. You won't even look at me? Goodbye. She's like, she already knew who was going home. She's like, you're going off script. This is already done. Honey. Like, it was very just like, ugh. Dreams deferred. Langston Hughes, bitch. I don't know. But it was fun. It was fine. I went to the back of the stage and watched an amazing, amazing lip sync. But
yes.
And I'm glad that Dita's outfit wasn't as Carrie Bradshaw as it could have been, because she wouldn't have been in the bottom without it.
That's the next one.
Oh, this will be? Oh, I love that one. Yeah, what are we talking about this week?
We're talking about...
oh, yeah.
Oh. Risque wigs, but no immunity. Oh, bad girls. Ooh, this is a good one. Beep, beep. Toot, toot. Oh, we need to do... Shit, sorry. So all these...
It's all right there on the page. You can just follow along.
It's hard. I lose track a lot, and then I read, and then I'm not speaking when I read.
No, of course. And okay. Speaking of reads, these girls get read for the dirt. Some of them are kind of harsh.
Billy B is always harsh.
Billy B, like, really went in, like, a little too much for my taste.
Specifics. Like, and I bet your mom has horrible taste, too. It just, it feels pointed.
like, he
didn't say that, actually, but, like, he and Santino used to go for the juggler. He called Latrice's dress a Rent-A-Center dress.
Oof.
Yeah, it was like pointed things. You were like, that's not constructive.
Yeah, a little too much.
Yeah, it's not right.
And they're making a TV show, and it's sort of the way Michael Kors is like supposed to be there on Project Runway to be like just sort of comedic and like over the top with their critiques. Like, so, like, for instance, fucking about LaShawn, Billy B says something like, your hair and makeup look like you are a backup singer for
Luther Vandross in 1989. Because I remember hearing it and going like, well, he's right.
What's wrong with that, though? I thought her hair and makeup looked great.
I didn't. I think the lashes were wonky and the eye makeup did not look good. I loved her hair. It was a salute from me. The judges loved everything Kenya did, her energy. Everybody's loving Latrice. But the bottom two are LaShawn and The Princess.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they get to do a really great song. This, and you provide commentary on this. Before the song even starts, LaShawn takes her shoes off.
Yeah.
This is a move I don't fully understand. Now, I dance better when I'm in flats. So that aspect of it, I do understand.
Is that what you call it?
Bitch. I do understand that. However, it's not like she like did some crazy elaborate dance moves after taking her shoes
off. She just didn't want to scuff her shoes while she was doing fancy footwork.
Right. She just did like top body work, like arms and stuff. The taking off of the shoes is very, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
I'm sure her feet probably fucking hurt. And she was like, bye.
But the clumsiest takeoff too, just tipping your foot. I can't.
There's nothing sexy or elegant about clunkily taking off shoes.
She's lip syncing out of one side of her mouth. I was in the back, still in the same goddamn pose. Did you see me in the back?
The Willem Bot 5000.
Me and Jiggly.
The same pose.
Same pose. Every cutaway, same pose.
Terrifying.
Same pose.
You are literally terrifying.
I remember just thinking this song was so fun and I wanted to perform it. And when RuPaul said bye, I said bye-bye.
At the very end of the whole show, after you all dance on the stage, you're the last shot and you go beep, beep.
Do I?
Oh, that's funny.
I got it. Oh, like beep, beep, ah, toot, toot.
Like, toot, toot.
This is a...
Latrice's shoes in front of her, just pink floating high heels.
I mean, if I was back there, honey, you can bet I would take my fucking shoes off.
Ooh, a lot of forehead. Shiny forehead.
So yeah, the writing is on the wall, I think, for LaShawn with the removing of the shoes. And you, I believe, likened that to being a web-footed duck.
Yeah,
which is a quote that endures.
I've done that. LaShawn can make you a web-footed duck, a glamorous one, because she now sews for a lot of people, makes gowns, beautiful gowns.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work for a lot of the queens out there.
She did a great orange dress for Bob.
Yeah, she's outstanding and deep friend of the pod. And we salute you, LaShawn Beyond.
To the moon and home. Oh, wait, she wore a globe on her head, not a moon. Never mind. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classique this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And Dipper has something, one woman.
Well, because you're running short.
Barreling is what we're calling it.
And so Sharon won this season.
No.
Someone's going off script.
Did you all feel a loss when LaShawn left? Or was it just sort of like, yeah, it's her time to go?
I didn't think LaShawn was supposed to be there in the first place.
Oh, dear.
Like, honestly, she master at construction, but, like, go on a Project Runway if you just want to make stuff. Like, you need to be a drag performer if you want to do good at Drag Race usually.
Yeah.
But you need to be a performer, someone who can handle a mic in their hand at a club.
Yes.
All the winners have that power in their grasp, you know?
For sure.
Like a fucking Jinx, a Raja, you know?
Yeah. And usually people who make it to like the final five are that.
Solid queens who know how to like, who are savvy and know how to like play a game. I don't think LaShawn had that yet, but.
No, not at that time.
No.
Baby. And you can, I mean, I know speaking from season five, the first few weeks, I think you can sort of feel it, who's going to last and who isn't, just because we sniff each other out and like we know, we can tell.
LaShawn had volunteered that she had only done drag 6 times before she got to Drag Race.
And yeah.
We were just like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't put her in my top 6 on the first day anyway, but
yeah,
that definitely didn't help her move up the ranks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for interviewing me about season 4. I love talking about myself.
Of course, I'm glad you were in there.
So I was the mirror spot closest to the mirror, and then across the way, Chad was the next one. Chad had a good spot, right? That little spot right before the other door. Never mind.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to just. Can you like show me a diagram?
So this is where RuPaul walks in, and these are the mirrors.
Yes,
I was right here, and then Chad was. There were couches. Chad was here.
Oh, okay.
And then Sharon was. Like over here, and then I'm pretty sure she moved. Somebody moved, and then I stole everybody's hangers when they left.
Of course.
Because I had more things to hang up.
I was the spot, my workstation, you know, the door
where
you go out to the main stage?
Yeah.
I was right by that. And I claimed it again for All Stars.
Nice.
Because I liked it.
You'll have to reserve it for 2022.
Oh, yeah, Queen's Row or Winner's Row.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I won't. Hey, you know where you can go. You can go to our Instagram and follow us at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Ooh, kissy Christmas.
Kissy Christmas.
Plus, you can watch bonus content available now at patreon.com/Willem. It's pay to play. You just choose a video you like and leave some coins on the dresser and hit the door because our time is expensive, so you better hit it. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag RaceChaser.
I want to see the receipts.
And you can slide into the DMs with all the receipts.
Always.
Scalding hot tea, explicit tricks, insider dishes, and email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Happy season 4, Ruru.
Season of the Witch. Kissy Christmas.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.